Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah. That's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, and just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Sup, dudes?
Hey, man.
I hope that you're hearing all this right now.
I think they will be this time. I really adjusted it so that it looks like it isn't even playing behind us, but it is.
Well, that was not your fault last episode. I think all the all those that listened had a little fun with it, at least the interactions I saw on Twitter and whatnot.
Yeah, people seem to enjoy the episode because you could hear us after about the 2-minute mark.
I enjoyed the ones that said, enjoyed the first 2 minutes of the podcast the most.
Yes, thank you, Looper. Thank you, Looper.
Episode 5 of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Yeah. Thanks for listening through the first 4 episodes and into a 5th.
Yeah, if this is your 5th, I mean, listen to this one, but go back and listen to the first 4.
Listen to all of them.
Real good.
Yeah, we enjoyed them. We enjoyed doing them. For all of you.
Yeah, I actually think down the road, maybe not now, but almost looking back at the previous 2 episodes about your father, Jim, that we take all those questions and do like a show. It's like what do you call it? A reunion show, kind of, but not that your dad's going to come back.
No, he won't be a part of it. Spoiler alert.
Right, but you know what I'm saying. Like a lot of questions that people had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should definitely do that.
So many things going on. We're taping this on Tuesday after Labor Day, so hopefully y'all had a nice Labor Day weekend.
Happy Labor Day yesterday, day before.
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause y'all can't hear this till Wednesday morning.
Yeah. But this is what's odd. It's like, okay, it's... After Labor Day, like, that's when my community poo closes, my pool.
Uh-huh. I guess that's when most of them close, but here in this part of the South, it's kind of dumb because we still got warm weather.
Well, that's true, but when is the first day of fall, like, for 2 more weeks, right?
Yeah, around the 21st.
So we're, like, in seasonal purgatory, in a sense.
Yeah, we really are, but it's still going to be warm like, through the middle and the end of the week. And then warm for the next couple weeks at least. See, you don't really need to think about closing pools down here till a couple weeks later. Like, there's no reason we should be closing down pools the same time they're closing down pools in northern Michigan.
No, absolutely not. We at least have another month's worth of, if not pooling, laying out.
Yes. You can still get out in the sun.
Go lay out by the pool.
Yeah.
So episode 5, we're back at it. Hopefully... Well, if you're listening to episode 5, you're enjoying it, I think.
Or you just found it and you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah. Do us a favor, no matter what that may be, tell a friend, use your social media for good.
Yep. Telegram, telephone, tell a friend.
Yeah. Put that on your social media, a link to this here podcast, and we'd certainly appreciate it. This is like starting over.
It is.
After doing 17 years of the Rise Guys Morning Show, which we still do.
Yeah.
This is like... remarketing a brand new show to the entire universe.
It's fun to launch something new and hope that people enjoy what we do.
And we make money off of it.
Yeah, we do. We do. So download it from every IP address you connect to.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Tell them
everybody. 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 So it's funny. Not that all these shows that we do with After Hours is always going to be like necessarily we're going to have some kind of general idea of what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But what we were talking about, I guess, in commercial breaks on this morning show kind of led us to, dude, we should talk about that on the show.
It'd be great to talk about that on the show.
And it was about the end of summer.
It was about the end of summer. It's about something that I haven't been able to shut up about a week now.
What, the end of summer?
No, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
The movie I watched.
Before you say that, I just remembered her name, but she may not want me to say her name, but, screw it, I won't say her last name. A friend of mine, Casey,
yeah,
went to, I can't remember if it's Cherokee or if it was Gatlinburg.
Yeah, you know, ain't much different.
I didn't think so. She went to a water park with her kids and, you know, her husband.
Probably Gatlinburg, man.
She broke her toe, big toe, and ripped off the toenail.
Hot a mosey, man.
I almost said fingernail. That'd make no sense.
You don't have those on toes?
Ripped off the toenail and broke her toe. Why?
Oof. Why? How?
Water sliding.
Oh, no.
Not down a natural water slide. A pay one.
Yeah.
And if she
at a water park.
Yeah. And if she went down off of the ledge into the waters, you slide down, her toe caught on some kind of, she said, some kind of lip.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she had to go to urgent care while on vacation.
Oh, no.
On Labor Day weekend.
Okay, that sucks. Yeah, having a toenail ripped off doesn't seem like fun.
Hell no. Like, the broken toe part seems not as physically painful as the ripping off of the toenail.
Yeah, broke toe hurts bad, though. I've had one.
I don't want that.
It's way more painful than it seems like it should be, just being a toe.
Yeah.
It's way worse than a finger. Broken toe is way worse than a broke finger.
Would it hurt as bad if you're like in a wheelchair and you didn't have to walk?
It'd still hurt, but probably wouldn't be as bad. That's when it gets you, is when you try to move. You got to have a big toe splint on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You just shoot up with Demerol, but if you have to walk, ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby deer.
Are you soaking your feet in salt? No, soaking them in cocaine so I go numb.
So, into summer, and I was telling Nine about the Casey breaking her toe and all this,
mm-hmm.
and he once again brought up, now, is this a movie or a documentary? Because this is going to send everybody down memory road or seeing those member berries.
It is a documentary film. It's called Class Action Park, and it's exclusively on HBO Max.
Damn.
Which is... Do you have HBO? Just switch over to Max.
How do I do that? I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, I mean, you can do it online if you go to the HBO Max, however you sign up for it, and you already have your HBO. Do you have HBO through another provider or what?
Through Prime.
Through Prime?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think you just cancel that and sign up for HBO Max. It'd be the hardest thing. You don't have to talk to anybody. You just cancel through the Prime channel and sign up for HBO Max.
Are you an influencer for them?
No, but right now they're running a promo where you save $3 a month for the first
year.
You
are an influencer. I knew it.
I'm telling you, it is.
Is there a promo code I need? Is it 9 loves the devil?
I'm telling you, I canceled Netflix because HBO Max is so good and there's so much good stuff. They got all the Flintstones, all the Jetsons, all kind of Scooby-Doos and stuff.
I don't like giving them free advertising.
I don't either,
they
but.
They don't spend a dime on those.
But it's the best one. But, and they do have the movie, the documentary film.
But yes, if we're going to talk about the doc,
but you got to get it just to watch this damn movie. It's great.
Let me get your promo code or your code.
Okay,
and then I'll watch that. And then if I think it's necessary, yes. But I think that good conversation. You don't have to be your best friend like Jimmy, Jack, Jackie, and I. But just conversation is. It's something that's so hard to do where it is not one of those conversations you're having at work or with somebody you just met or whatever, where it's like, so what do you do? You know, that kind of, I'm talking about a good kismet conversation.
Yeah.
Where it is, you enjoy it so much. That's what we try to bring with you every morning. Now with commercial breaks and, music and
5 minute Zeppelin song
page, you know, sometimes those things aren't able to come across. But when we do these, I feel like it does. And you telling me about this movie, or is it a documentary?
It's a documentary.
Okay, it's a documentary. We started just rambling on, and then I got to say to you, save it for the air.
Save for the cast.
Save for the cast.
Yeah. But yeah, did you, a couple years ago in 2018, a movie came out called Action Point. Johnny Knoxville produced it. I think he starred in it, the main guy. I never saw it.
Yeah.
Did you ever see it?
I don't think so.
Well, that movie was based on the same place as the documentary.
Okay.
It's set in.
Yeah.
It's a place called Action Park.
This is a real place, sure.
It's in northern New Jersey.
Yeah.
So far up into northern New Jersey, it actually sits north of New York City.
Jersey.
It's that little part of Jersey that juts up.
Uh-huh.
It's in that part where you can go skiing in Jersey.
Is that near Long Island?
No, not really. It's not too far away, but it's not like right by it or anything.
Fat boy's going on vacation to Dong Island.
He is. Yeah. He is. He summers there and winters
all inclusive.
He falls there. He springs there.
Face first, he falls.
He does.
Okay.
But yeah, so anyway, the documentary, we say it that way because Ricky Morton from the wrestling said it that way one time. We've been saying it for years.
Sure.
So the documentary film, Class Action Park on HBO Max, it is an hour and a half documenting this insane place built by this insane guy. And it was really, I never thought about how long water parks had been around.
Right.
But apparently they've only been around since sometime in the mid to late 70s. And turns out this place in Jersey was one of the very first ones. So being that nobody's ever done this before, oh man, really unsafe, like wildly crazy, stupid, unsafe, reckless, dangerous. Whole place is run by drunk teenagers. It's every ride, every attraction is just awful danger.
I have seen that movie then.
Action Point?
No, the movie.
That was Action Point, the one in Knoxville.
Okay, then I have seen that. I have seen that.
Yeah, so that would bring it back to you, all the things I just said about it.
Pause that 1 second, though. Yeah. You talk about when we finally had water parks in Americans. Is that something we started, America, or did we steal it from France, or what?
I don't know where it started. Well, I just know that they weren't really around, at least in the States, till, I mean, in a major way, until places like Action Park started opening up.
So I like history, much like you do, Jimmy, and I love photographs, historical photographs, and something that I've noticed is that we didn't start as Americans going to the beach until like the turn of the century.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do? I mean, was it because we were too busy tilling the land and keeping the kids fed and all that we didn't have time?
It seems like a byproduct of the Industrial Revolution, because I think before the Industrial Revolution, the only people who really took vacations were very wealthy. I don't think your typical average people really took holidays.
So that's
until
from
the Industrial Revolution.
That's from a Keeping Up with the Joneses thing.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. But it was something that most people couldn't do until it became easier to travel. We had some infrastructure and people could actually travel. I mean, if you had a farm and you had to ride a horse and buggy from here to the beach,
oh god,
you'd be gone for months, and by the time you got back, you wouldn't have a farm anymore.
And you'd smell the paper mill because you couldn't roll up the windows.
Yeah, so the only people back then who could travel and holiday and just go leisurely travel were very wealthy people with nothing to worry about,
and
nothing to do.
And they had to love that, too, because they had everything to themselves, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's a big part of why the Gilded Age happened, and they bumped it up so much and really showed off their wealth in such excess, is because other people started being able to afford and get some of the same luxuries that they'd enjoyed exclusively to themselves. So then they had to build places like the Biltmore House just to really say, no, still got you, put you in your place with my giant, huge mansion with a creepy swimming pool in the basement.
Is that their ego or them putting people in their place? Well, a little bit of both.
Both. You usually put people in their place because of your ego.
Yeah. It never works for me.
Yeah. But anyway. So,
okay. So I was just thinking about the history of beaching and holidaying and all that stuff. But water parks.
No.
You got to think that there would have, water parks would have, Coney Island, I think, would have been, is what I would think of.
I mean, was it a water park? And it's roller coasters, amusement park. I don't think of water park.
They didn't have a water park where they, or at least a water slide.
Maybe, I don't know.
What constitutes a water park if you have a water slide?
Yeah, well, Action Park was primary. I mean, on one side of the highway, you had entirely a water park, and on the other side, you had motorized
amusement
vehicles.
Park, yeah.
Where you had, like, you know, go-karts and motorboats and like little mini speedboats that went really fast.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about the place was dangerous. So dangerous, in fact, that they averaged what seemed to be about a death per year or so throughout most of the 80s.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, of course,
just water parks in general, not that one spot.
Yeah. Right? And now, of course, any water park you go to is the same corporate structure as every other one in America. Kind of like if you go to Gatlinburg, you're just So it's like you went to Myrtle Beach or Branson, Missouri. They're all the same place with the same attractions run by the same people.
So Woods Lake, which is, you know, more as Woods Lake Road if you're from Greenville, right off of Haywood, you turn there by the BK?
Yeah, yeah. It's over by the small downtown airport we have here.
Yes.
It's a hilly area.
Near the stripper club.
Yes.
If you look
now. And the country bar.
It's near where they built all these apartments, the country bar, yeah. There's a lake there, and maybe the trees have taken it over. You can't see it. But my dad, who was from Greer, mm-hmm. would say as a teenager, they would drive from Greer all the way to Woods Lake. And they had this, you'd have to swim out to this land barge.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it would just be, you know, girls tanning and hanging out and you know, wading there in the
Snakes
water.
Snakes hanging around.
Snakes, sure. But you'd go out to this land barge and go up to the top of this water slide.
Yeah.
And I forget how tall it was, but he said that you would get going on that thing so fast that your body, you know, you'd lay on your back, obviously, and you'd put your hands like you're in a casket, like your hands are crossed and your legs are straight.
Mm-hmm.
And he said you'd get going so fast that your body would skip two or three times on that water.
Yeah.
I'd be hockeying all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
I'd scare the patootie out of me.
That was the general idea of Action Park. And you find out watching the movie that it was inspired by, you know, the things people really did, like swimming in rock quarries, jumping off cliffs, you know, around the natural ones or rock quarry ones or whatever. You know, it's always been popular. You've seen it in a bunch of movies.
These people are nuts.
And then places like a thing we have naturally around here up by Table Rock State Park called Sliding Rock, which is just a natural water park. It's a natural water slide where you slide your ass down the rock in the river.
Were you able?
And it's a long way. If you're not from around here and you can't visualize it, it's a big, long slide of rock. They even put a handrail on it.
I don't remember that. I do remember Waterworld.
Yeah.
Which was the spot.
The movie?
No.
Kevin Costner had gills?
No.
Oh.
I remember that movie, but Waterworld was a water park in Greenville, or maybe Taylor's got.
This is the one you've told me about that I don't remember at all, if it was on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Yes.
Okay. Named after the great failure of a general. He's a tremendous failure.
You know what? That's my alma mater, and I don't care anymore.
We're going to change the name.
So it's hard to imagine, and we have to remember everyone listening to this show is not in the Greenville area or even in the Carolinas,
mm-hmm.
but Greenville, South Carolina, we don't have many attractions.
No, we've
people
never
come here.
Many attractions like you're talking about with a water park.
Water World. So it was this big hill. It was, I don't know if it was natural. Oh my God. Now that I think about it, it could have been a pyramid, but it was this big old hill. And I'll tell you where it was. Do you know where Silver Fox previously was, Jimmy?
I do, yes.
Okay, so
it's right there in the heart of Taylor's.
Yeah, so right across the street, there used to be a little liquor store there,
yeah.
/ bar and grill.
Okay.
And then right there is a big field. Well, anyway, this big mound of earth,
yeah.
that they physically cut slides throughout the sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd go... And then they filled it with cement.
Yes.
And then to carve it out. And it would, of course, lead to a real natural, or not natural, but a real pool.
Yeah.
But down the sides of it, it was nothing more than concrete that they had painted with this so-called, those listening will know this, but it had, I guess, latex-based paint that was mm-hmm. supposed to be slippery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with what you're talking about.
And there would be handrails that you would hold up with that old golf turf
yeah.
all around. Dude. It was hell as a fat kid to get up at one time.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, when you get going down that thing, every single time I'd get skin up.
Yeah.
My legs, I was bleeding all over the place.
That was just a product of the times more than anything. And that's something that if you get to watch the documentary Class Action Park on HBO Max, you will observe that these people are telling stories that don't seem like a lot of fun because everything was really reckless and dangerous and everything. It was just a bad scene. But you see the utter absolute joy in these people when they're telling these stories and remembering those times of just being in danger for their lives.
Sure. Well, that's during the time of like Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
And it was Daredevil City. Girls probably looked at guys who didn't give a crap as like sexy and macho.
Yeah. But in a way, it is, I think, to some extent, in some way, healthy to experience that type of exhilaration, though I guess Nowadays, you have to try to seek it out in a more controlled environment, a more controlled atmosphere with more precautions involved.
Yes.
So now you're more fooling yourself into being in danger. But when we were coming up, we were just always getting hurt because everything was dangerous as hell.
Absolutely. I would even say, Daddy, my leg burns. He's like, well, that's because of the chlorine, Matthew.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's because of chlorine.
And tell me, get your butt up there. We pay for the all-day pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want a hot dog, Daddy.
Yeah, you got to slide. You don't get all day hot dogs. You got all day pass for slides.
And you had to carry, you know, that's the thing. Some of them today have like big inner tubes, and you put it on this this belt that would carry it to the top for you.
Oh, yeah.
Back in my day, you had a damn mat.
Yeah.
And it was like a foam mat that once it went through the thing several times, it was full of water, heavy as stuff.
Yeah.
Heavy as shit. And you had to roll that thing up and carry it to the top.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You had this burlap sack kind of thing that you'd have to huff up to the top of at the fair for those slides. I remember
even
those.
Even when you go, even when you go sledding now, like the place up in North Carolina, several places, they have a thing that you set on that carries your fat ass to the top.
Yeah, they do.
But back then, it was a, man, if I had went more, I might be in better shape today.
Maybe, because you had to hike for it back then. You had to climb structures and wait around and be very, and then the things you did were also very physical, even on the way down.
What took companies to look at like the safety and toys and amusement parks and stuff like that? Was there one major thing that it took?
I think it was a whole series of things. I will say that place in Jersey, Action Park, was probably one of the big catalysts for it as far as big-time lawsuits and liability. They had problems with insurance, you find out about in the movie and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, it had to be a catalyst, but there were other places operating like that and just lack of regulations, and then came the lawsuits and the insurance problems and lawyers and insurance, the same things that ruin everything else.
Everything. It sure does.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to Myrtle Waves?
Yeah, man, I've been there.
Yeah.
Back in the day. No longer exists, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know. There's some down there.
I think Myrtle Wild Wills and Waves is what it's called.
Yeah, and now the new thing around here is the county-owned water parks that are just little bitty, like, kind of, old Southern people call them rinky-dink, kind of rinky-dink water parks.
Well, that, and I think they're free.
Yeah, well, I think they cost a couple bucks, but not much.
Yeah, but, you know, that causes them to be crowded. I'd rather pay more to go with less people.
It's not like going up to a...
I'm so bougie.
It's not like going up to a real fancy water park that, again, it's just like every other corporate-owned water park in the entire world, not just America, and then you got to pay $100 because, again, insurance and lawyers.
Yeah. You know what? I may have had... Dude, think about lazy rivers. Those are great.
They are.
And they're exactly what they say they are.
Yep. It's like tubing, but even easier.
They're hard to get in and out of, though.
Yeah, they are.
You just got to fall into the damn water.
You just got to get in the water and then get up on your tube.
I still have PTSD, though. From
Ocean Lakes.
From Ocean Lakes.
Yeah.
You know, I was going down their slide. They had an L-shaped slide there. You know, you slide to the side.
A pool slide.
Yeah, but not a straight one. Not one that had the humps in it either, but whatever.
Pool slide down at Myrtle Beach.
If you listen to the Rise Guys morning show, you've heard this half a dozen times or more. I got stuck. I was a fat kid, and I got stuck when it turned the L shape there. And people started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just... it was like a movie scene.
It was like an 80s movie scene in the 80s.
Where I'm stuck and I'm trying to...
I can't do it.
There's other kids behind me. They want to slide. The lifeguard is there. You know, he's blowing it. Doing
laughing his ass off.
He was.
I bet he was.
I turned around. My own mom and daddy was laughing at me.
Of course they were. That's what parents did back then.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nowadays, I've never
went down a water slide since.
Well, nowadays, if you'd gone down that water slide and other people started laughing, your parents would be fighting them, which would be way more traumatic than them laughing at something that's funny.
That's what kind of shook me, is my daddy would always say, you can talk about me, you can talk about whatever, don't you dare. He never included my mom in this. So don't you dare talk about my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, everyone's laughter is because I was a fat kid. I was stuck. He should have fought them all.
Well, you laugh whenever somebody falls down, so you can't really be upset about it.
It's in the DNA.
It is.
I carry that trait.
You got it honest.
I hope I've lost a couple of them. Oh, Lord.
I mean, everything was dangerous back then. Like, the way we lived was dangerous because we'd run around unsupervised out in bad neighborhoods and in the woods for hours at a time all day long. Nobody cared where we were, if we came home or not, at least till it got dark.
And you know what? The meanness in the world was still there, but the media wasn't there to report all of it. Or it stayed small in a small city.
Yeah.
You know, Adam Walsh.
Yeah.
Adam Walsh. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Your father, though, ruined it for kids being able to go play away from their homes.
No, oh, man, yeah, that whole story, it changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
That's another thing. We just decided at some point in the 80s that we wanted to keep kids safe.
That's
which
true.
We've never done before.
Dude, I can remember my parents dropping me off at the mall at the JCPenney door, not even the food court one, oddly enough.
Oh, yeah, man.
And
drop
coming
me off
back
there in the movie.
5 hours later.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go spend the whole afternoon at the mall or at the movie theater playing games and sneaking into movies I didn't pay for and all that stuff.
Well, I'm starting to think now that my parents didn't think I would ever be trafficked.
Yeah, I didn't think, yeah, I was too heavy to be easily absconded.
I don't know what that word means, but I'm acting like I do.
But it wasn't just, you know, water parks and you know, being kidnapped or something or turning up dead in a river somewhere. It was everywhere we went. Do you know what was the worst thing about childhood for me as far as playing?
Boy, after the last two shows, I don't know.
As far as things you played on.
I don't know. You getting a boner playing with wrestling figures?
No, that happens to every boy. The metal slides. I remember one in particular blistering my ass.
Oh, the silver metal, stainless steel. Yeah.
One I remember that literally blistered my ass was down in Anderson, South Carolina, at a Burger King that's no longer there.
Oh.
But, you know, back when they had playgrounds at Burger Kings and stuff.
Yeah.
But, those things hurt. Those things are way worse than wearing shorts on a hot summer day and getting into a car with leather or vinyl seats. Way worse than that, and that sucks.
Or really, I'm flashing back, no, not disparaging the name, but Hardy Joe used to have a hell of a playground.
Oh, yeah.
The one over in Berea.
Metal slides and all.
It was like, I don't know now how big it would have been, but as a kid, you climbed to the top of that thing, you're at some kind of metal fortress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had to slide down, and it was one of them hump ones.
Yeah.
Where it was like, you go down, whoom, 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 stainless steel. I start going down. I've had a lot of problems with slides now that I think about it. I start going down that thing and run out of slide energy, speed.
Uh-huh.
So imagine, I'm actually sitting on that thing baking.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet people were wondering if that was the burgers that smelled good or my legs.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder if your parents... burgers or legs, man.
It's tough.
Do you ever wonder if your parents were messing with you or if they were just dumb?
Man.
You do.
I give my parents and previous generations a pass for not having the internet. Yes, I do.
I don't have a swing set currently at 35.
That'd be great.
I had a swing set when I was a kid living in the mill village, and I wanted to go down the slide faster because the slide was not very good or not very long, not very steep. It's kind of safe, actually. It was kind of boring, but it was metal. So I asked my mom one time, like, what can I put on it to kind of grease it up so I can go fast on my slide? You know what she
Food
told me?
Food preservatives.
You know what she told me?
What?
Toothpaste. So I put toothpaste all over the slide, and then I tried to go down it, and I got stuck. I just couldn't move. Not that I was stuck in it because it's a little slide, but you couldn't move anymore.
Why in the world did she offer that up as an alternative?
Again, I'm wondering if my parents are messing with me or dumb.
I mean, that's one that I have to just say you don't need the internet for.
Yeah.
You think she was just messing with you?
I don't know. It was expensive.
Were you brushing your teeth normally?
It was an expensive prank. I went through like two tubes of toothpaste to cover up my slide good.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that. I don't want to disparage your parents.
Well, I just did by saying that.
Yeah, well, I have to agree with that. Yeah, but that's one of those things where Now, here's the difference. If your parents went to college, for some reason, that's where, like, I mean, you learn stuff in the books, obviously, or whatever your degree is in, but you also probably learned about life a little more, I think. Yeah. I don't know why I think. I think it's more of a collection of people coming from other parts of the land than just people from your school district. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You're with people from all over the, you know, especially Clemson. Like, I saw in the news the other day that, oh, God, if I'm wrong with my numbers, don't brutalize me too bad on Twitter. But it's like 3 or 5% of Clemson students are from California.
Okay.
California. I mean, that's great. Imagine just going to school with somebody who has a California perspective here.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably good to have the different perspectives instead of everybody, you know, regionalizing.
But when your parents, like, you know, the old wives' tales, like, there was no way to look that up. Mm. And you didn't want, you dare say to your friend, hey, is it true when I tell Matthew not to run in the house because he's going to make the cake fall?
Yeah, or did they really think it would, or were they just not wanting you to run in the house?
That house was made wonderfully. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have, that was a good old 1903 built house.
Oh, yeah, man.
It was an old ass house.
They were solid. It was still standing. They just tore it down to put something else there.
Still not, though.
Yeah.
But, I think a lot of that. I think you, when it comes to a lot of things, you give your parents, if they didn't go to college, kind of a free pass. But you don't.
My mom went to college.
Well, then I take that back.
Yeah.
People from California?
California? That's like New York City.
I think a lot of that you. But then again, there's people that are, you know, in their lifetimes, things that I think I like most about the internet, I guess, is that anything, any question you have, you can look it up. Well, now, do I necessarily say because Wikipedia says that that's the be-all, end-all? No.
Let me ask you this question. Yeah. Did you ever see a kid get beamed in the head with a seesaw, a teeter-totter?
No.
You never saw that? You never, not one time?
Beamed in the head by
just comes down
a seesaw?
Right, yeah, a seesaw. So the kid comes down, he's walking under it, and it smacks him right in the head with a kid sitting on it.
I never could find an equivalent-sized child to do a seesaw with.
It's tough, dude. You never saw a kid get cracked in the head with one?
I don't remember that.
Man, one of my best friends in elementary school walked under it at the wrong moment, cracked in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's got bolts. This thing, again, this was in the early 90s. And in the early 90s, our child play equipment at the private Christian school was still a metal seesaw with just a steel bar and nuts and bolts on the bottom of it to attach the seat. Mm-hmm. And that's what hit him in the head. And like, he had to leave school and go get stitches in his head because he got a chunk of head taken out by the bolt on the bottom of a seesaw when a kid came crashing down on top of his head.
It was dangerous.
Everything was. Then. Yeah, like the whole place set up over there at that school was this big wooden fort kind of thing. It was covered in splinters and fire ants, man. Running around in the sand, getting bit by bugs, dangerous metal seesaws. It's just how we played. I mean, but hell, I had a trampoline at the house. And back in those days, trampoline didn't have the cage around it.
What? Okay, you had a trampoline in Poe Mill?
Yeah, a trampoline in Poe Mill.
Somebody got their
There were a few
back.
Trampolines in that neighborhood.
Not when I was there.
I remember two swimming pools and three trampolines from my childhood over there.
There was a bunch of cages, but I never saw any, you know.
But back then,
there was a chicken farm on Poe Mill. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Back then, there was no such thing as an enclosed trampoline. Not that I'd ever seen. Now, anybody you see with a trampoline in the yard for the kids, it's enclosed. They have to get inside this enclosure to get on the trampoline.
Well, that's
back
because
then, that enclosure didn't even exist. Nobody had it because it didn't exist.
Because of people like us.
Yes.
Who took back bumps off them
off things. The things, yes.
Or tried to, just getting off of them, you're going to cut a flip.
And because parents, too. They mainly exist because of parents, man. Because I was never supervised on my trampoline. Not one time ever.
Well, that's why they bought you the trampoline, so they had to supervise
exactly.
You
go out there and get hurt. If I'm laying in the yard with a broke leg, so be it. They'll find me when they find me. When they see that I haven't come in to eat for so long, they'll find me.
You know, and as heroin addicts, I guess you can blame for ball pits at McDonald's.
Yeah.
That was something that, you know, once they took all the stainless steel out and this heavy armor stuff we used, they brought in these ball pits. You know, you love my cadence on that ball pits. And then you'd have these drug addicts. I guess they would just pitch them into there.
Yeah.
Just plumb meanness.
Yeah.
Pitch them into the ball pit. And what do you know? Some kid's got a hypodermic needle sticking out of his knee. Well, no more ball pits.
Well, it wasn't just grown people ruining stuff either. I remember they put in a nice little playground at the Mill Hill at Poe Mill when I was 7 or 8 years old. They built it up between the churches, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it was a nice little thing when it was new. We never had an enclosed tube slide that
crossed
wound around
from the gravel field.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, where we played football on a field of rocks.
That's what you had to do back then.
We played tackle football, no helmets, no pads, just us in T-shirts and shorts running around tackling each other in gravel, because that's how we played.
We sound like a couple old dickheads right now.
But that's just how life was. And it was, you know what, dude?
Kids of the 80s,
it was fun.
Kids of the 80s and 90s, you have to agree with this.
Yes.
You know it's true.
But you know,
built your – dude – well, that was when we moved to Taylor's, but a friend, he was obviously more handy than I was. I had a friend who built his own treehouse.
Yeah. Okay. Just built it himself?
Yes.
As a child?
A teenager.
Okay. So they put the slides in, right? The playground at Poe Mill?
Sorry, I did go off your tangent.
No, I'm just trying to double back so we don't, you know, piss off everybody listening.
Sure.
You know. But so you know what we did when they put the slides in?
Mm.
We peed in them.
Why?
Because we were dickhead kids.
Marking your territory.
I guess, yeah. We'd all pee in them from time to time, like regularly, all the time. The enclosed tube slide, they built this thing. They put it there for the neighborhood kids or whatever. We never used it because we peed in it the first time we visited. And after that, we wouldn't go down it because it had pee in it.
So you would just stand at the top and just
pee in the slide. And then when some kid we didn't know as well went down it, we'd stand there and giggle because we didn't tell them. We just wanted to watch.
Bless America.
Yeah.
I bet that rusted it up real good.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. No, it wasn't metal at that point. It was plastic. This was well into the 90s when things started getting a little safer. Like there were no jagged edges. Everything was rounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had that real thick, kind of almost rubbery feeling paint on it that you really get a good grip on when you're climbing on the equipment.
The glory days.
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Man, it was great. But you know what?
We used to get toys that didn't have directions on them.
Yeah, remember how tiny RoboCop's helmet was? That was a choking hazard from hell. You know the most dangerous thing I played with as a kid? I remember it. I remember it very well. It wasn't even a gun or anything.
What?
It wasn't even matches, even though I played with matches plenty of times.
Lincoln Logs.
No, it wasn't even breaking into buildings like we did when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. We were like 12 years old breaking into buildings. I mean, come on. Kids are not the same anymore. And it's probably good on that end.
Yeah.
The most dangerous thing I ever played with was the old merry-go-round at the old Dairy Queen. The one that used to be yellow and kind of looked like a bee or some kind of bug.
Yeah.
And it had the big antenna on top of it.
Yeah.
But by the time I got to it, it was 50 years old and half yellow with chipped off paint and a bunch of rust. And it was real jagged.
I played on that as a kid.
It had different things that spun and there were all kind of places to lose a finger or a toe or a hand.
Mm-hmm.
I played on it all the time.
You got slung off of it. Yes.
Yeah.
They finally started putting like a mulch in there instead of rock.
Yeah, yeah.
It used to be like little pebbles.
Yeah.
But then they put mulch in there because they knew if the kids got slung off of it, mulch would be not so much of a impact.
Over time, they didn't put anything in it. So all the mulch and all the rocks and everything got kicked away. So then you're just in the dirt and slowly you're digging a hole around the thing until they just wiped out that playground too.
God almighty.
But that playground was probably the last all metal playground I remember because that man, I used to love that merry-go-round they had. But that looking back, that had to be the most dangerous damn thing I ever played on.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I did it, I'd get hurt, come away bleeding. Where's my ice cream?
Who was spinning you though? Your daddy?
Me and other kids.
Oh, yeah.
Go up there in the evening when it's busy. My dad would be over there sitting in the car smoking, and I'd be over there on the merry-go-round. We probably didn't even buy food. We were just being redneck and crashing their playground.
Oh, my God. The freaking glory days. And you know what else is crazy is right up, this just kind of flows, if you continued up that road, Cedar Lane Road.
Yeah.
You know where the old drive-in movie theater
used to be
there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At one point, it was only there for maybe a year, they had a go-kart track / four-wheeler track.
Mm-hmm.
You go pay on to do the thing.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell the guy, and I didn't know this till my daddy do it. He said, take his governor off.
Yeah.
That's how I learned what a governor was.
Let me go.
My God.
Yeah.
Still to this day, I haven't went that fast in a go-kart.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't some of these places around here offer governor-free go-karts?
Well, they have some that go faster, but something I learned from the movie about Action Park, the documentary, is that if you take some of those real nice go-karts like that and completely ungoverned, you can go 60 mile an hour down a highway. Back in the day, people used to take them out and do that. Not just there, all over the place.
I ain't never seen that on Live PD. I'd love to, though.
I got caught one time in Poe Mill driving a go-kart down the street. when I was like 10 years old by a county cop. He made me push that damn go-kart all the way back home.
Where'd you steal it from?
It was mine.
You had a go-kart and a trampoline at Poe Mill?
Yeah. I'm telling you, my mom was not good with money. She spoiled me at the expense of having things we needed.
This is after the first divorce?
Yeah.
Okay, so
no,
that's...
after the second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, did they give you the choice to pick where you went, mom or dad?
I don't remember.
I was going to say, Moose was showing out.
Yeah, she always did, but it'd be like, oh, hey, got a car repoed, but hey...
Hey, son, you on a hot tub?
He's got a go-kart, I wish.
You're like Silver Spoons.
Ah, no. It's like if Silver Spoons' house got repoed, yeah.
Copper Spoons.
If they had the cars taken, if they had the Bentley taken away, yeah.
Oh, man.
But we couldn't even keep a Corolla.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had a PlayStation. We couldn't have a Corolla.
And you had internet.
Yeah.
God bless America, man.
Yeah. It was a wild time, man.
Yeah,
weird
it
time.
Was. But still, though, like rope swings still exist out at the, like, you know, poor kid out in his family out in, I think, Spartanburg area, teenager, just jumping off the rock, you know, like you do.
Dangerous.
Passed away.
Very dangerous.
Oh, Lord. I think that's why it's so good. I was such a pussy back then. We went to some place in Clemson. You jump off a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. You jump off. I was the only one that would not do it. I walked down the side of the thing, got in the water with him. I was like, I am not.
Yeah.
I might jump wrong place and land on a rock.
Well, that's happened before, too. Plenty of people. I mean, plenty of people got hurt that way. Some people have died that way. It's not just, I mean, I'll tell you this. If I had gone to a place like Action Park when I was 10 or 12 years old, I wouldn't have done very many of those things. I would have pushed out on most of them.
Yeah.
And it would have been for my own good.
Well, you know, even looking back now, like as recent as like 2 years ago, I think we went to Gatlinburg. They have that, you go down the side of a mountain, but you're in like a little cart.
Yeah.
Like you sit on, you know, and you have your own brake there, but you know, it's on you to hit the brake.
Yeah.
Dude, if you don't hit that brake, you'll get going fast. Now, they're locked in on the thing, but...
Didn't used to be in the Action Park days.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
You would just fly right out and break
your neck.
It
happened. People would fly off those things back in the day when they weren't as safe. When those things first came along, you weren't locked onto the track at all.
No.
And if the brake didn't work, you went flying. Your whole ass went flying through the air.
Do they make you wear helmets at, like, skating rinks now?
Probably, but man,
I bet they do.
I never had a bike helmet growing up.
Hell no.
Never wore a bike helmet, never had a knee pad.
No, elbow pad, none of that. Now, when I became a skateboarder, I did, but that was more out of just being able to wear the gear and look like I knew something.
Hey, look, I'm like Tony Hawk.
I had to use cheater bolts to be able to ollie. I was a poser for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was just...
But I'll tell you, as a parent, you know, we laugh at that, like, oh, you know, but like as a parent, I'm glad all that stuff is in play now.
Yeah, and I can't say that I didn't wear a helmet and never got hurt. No, I didn't wear a helmet or pads, and I got hurt plenty. I got busted up bad on bikes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The worst one I ever had, I was going down a hill in the rain, and my brakes didn't work. So I crashed into the fence at the bottom of the hill. I thought I broke my leg, but I didn't. Thought I did.
Wow. It's hard for me to think of you on a bicycle. Probably like it's hard for you to think of me on a skateboard.
Yeah. It's hard for me to think of you on a bicycle, too, though. It's hard to picture.
Yeah. I like it. I like the ones that have motorized bicycles.
It's best when you take the seat off.
When it goes up and down?
Yeah.
Oh, you're awful. You're awful. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Yeah, man.
I like going down a memory road. I like talking about how we were such badass outlaws.
I like talking about how dangerous the world used to be.
Yeah, we went on water slides. What water slides?
Water slides.
Water slides made out of cement. I mean, that's crazy.
Everything was made out of cement back then. Everything was pavement.
Stainless steel.
Yeah.
God bless.
If you were lucky, it was stainless. A lot of times it was iron.
What age did you realize you were fat? Because I have an answer for myself.
First, second grade.
Oh, my God.
That's when you really become aware like that. You've been around enough people. You've been socialized enough. You become more aware of your differences from other people and theirs from yours.
That is incredible you said that because my mom recently, Mary, hey, baby, she showed me a Polaroid of me my first day of school, first grade.
Mm-hmm.
I was thin. Yeah. I was wearing white shorts and a red shirt and these.
Boy, you don't wear white shorts nowadays.
Pick and pay looking shoes. I was thin.
Yeah.
Second grade.
What happened?
I don't know.
You liked that school pizza so much you couldn't stop.
No, I wasn't able to do doubles on Friday then.
Oh, it was Poe Mill days.
I don't know what happened to myself.
I don't know.
It's just I, It's just strange.
Yeah, it
watch is. Out for the, I think it's the summer between the first and the second grade. That's
you had
is.
That first grade 15 instead of a freshman 15.
God bless America. I wish I could go back. Bring back 1985.
Wait, man, I don't want to be an infant again.
No, yeah, that's right. You would have been tiny. Five being the word. This has been episode five.
It has been episode five. Thank you for listening to After Hours with the Rise Guys. We've had a lot of fun. We hope you have too. And if there's anything you want to hear us talk about, please feel free to throw out those ideas. We'd love to have them, and it might be something like, man, we need to run with that.
Yeah, and rather than we've been promoting the email, that, mm-hmm. that goes to Fat Boy.
It so does.
I think you just hit us up on social media. I'm at O-Maffew. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
You're like that across the board.
Yeah, I try to keep it simple.
Yeah, I don't. I try to make it hard for you to find me.
On Twitter.
At Nueve.
On Instagram.
Nine Rules.
Snapchat.
Nine from TRG. N-I-N-E from TRG.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you on any of those. We're pretty good about talking to people. Yeah, we like talking to people.
Let us
We're
know.
We're lonely and bored.
Wow.
I am.
Well, okay.
My just, dogs don't talk back, man. I get bored.
I'm just bored. Out.
Yeah.
But no, let us know what you think of the show. We can take constructive criticism because this is a different element. We're taping this to live, right? So we're not live seeing direct text message or getting phone calls or whatever. So let us know what you think. And as Nine said, future conversations, let us know. We'll be glad to throw those in.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as we like it. If we think it sucks, we just won't do it.
Yeah.
We won't make funny. We just won't do it.
No, absolutely. And spread the word for this show. Again, this is grassroots. We are just coming at this brand new, only five episodes in. So if you would use your social media to help spread the show, just tell people to text TRG to 72341.
That's right. They can text TRG to 72341. Remember, standard messaging and data rates do apply.
Yeah. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and, of course, the radio.com app.
Yeah, you can listen to us however you want to listen to us. We make it as easy as possible.
Episode 5.
What's episode 6 going to be about?
I don't know. We'll listen to the folks, and they can tell us.
We'll find out. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, everybody.
Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other peewits. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.